Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And friend, you have to decide, am I going to walk by what I see and feel, or am I going to walk by faith and believe if he said I'm delivered, then I am. No matter how I feel, no matter how I look, I have been delivered. So you just begin to say, I am free. I am free. What Jesus say? You shall know the truth. Right? And the truth will make you free. And he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I tell the story about something simple, a habit like smoking. Somebody say, well, I smoked. You got something against that? No, sir. You like to smoke, you help yourself. But if you want to quit, which there are a lot of people that do, I've had people come to me and say, Brother Keith, you know, I've had people pray for me and pray for me, and I just can't get free. I mean, I've thrown away cigarettes, and I just go right back, and I can't, I've tried, and I can't. Well, what do they believe?
They can't.
Why do they believe they're not free? Because of what they see. Because of what they feel. Are they walking by faith?
No,
they're walking completely by sight. This one fella, I told him, I said, well, will you do what I tell you to do? He said, I don't know if I can, Brother Keith. I've been prayed for. I've thrown away. I said, no, I'm not going to ask you to throw away any cigarettes. I'm not even going to pray for you. Will you do what I tell you? He said, if I can. And I quoted this verse to him. He has delivered us from all the power of darkness. I said, this is what you say. Every time that you think about smoking, every time you pull out a cigarette, I want you to say, Lord, thank you, I'm free from cigarettes. I said, when you light it up, you say, thank you, I'm free from. He said, well, I'm lighting it. I said, I know. In between drags, you say, thank you, Lord, I am free from cigarettes. He said, well, I'll be smoking. I said, I know. I said, when you go into the store and you buy cigarettes and you come out, when you put them in your pocket or you lay them out on your nightstand at night, anytime you do anything with a cigarette, you say, thank you, Lord, I am free. He said, but I wouldn't be. I said, will you do it or not? You've tried everything else.
Amen.
Why not do the scripture? You say, I am free. Not trying to get free, not begging to get free. I am free. He said, yeah, but I'll still be smoking. I said, I know that. Don't be concerned about that. In between drags, every cigarette, every pack, you just say, Lord, I thank you. I am free. I saw him in 2 weeks. He'd come in. I didn't have to ask. He was beaming from ear to ear. He said, it worked. I said, sure it did. He said, I didn't believe it. I said, well, eventually you must have. He said, in the beginning, he said, I think this is stupid. I'm smoking. And I'm saying, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. He said, but I just did it. I just did it. He said, I kept doing it night and day, night and day. And he said, I was standing on the sidewalk, smoking a cigarette and saying, you know, I said it so much night and day till it was just almost second nature. And it dawned on me, I'm free. And I put it out and it was the last one. He said, no struggle. He said, I'm free.
Amen.
I'm free.
Yeah.
What happened? He began to believe that he was free.
Amen.
Instead of what he's seeing. Let me ask you a big question this morning. Are you saved?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
How many believe you're saved?
Yes.
I mean, you died today, you'd go home to be with the Lord. Okay. Why are you saved? I'm not playing games. I'm serious. Why are you saved? You said you believe you're saved. Why are you saved? Why? Somebody said, well, you know, because Jesus paid the price for my sins. Well, then everybody's saved, right? Because he paid the price for everybody's sins. No. You got to believe it. Right? Do you always feel like the righteousness of God in Christ? Do you always look like you are the holiness of the Lord? Do you always feel like that there is no sin attributed to you, that you are clean and without spot or blemish? No. But then why do you believe you're saved? You are saved based upon what Jesus has done for us because you believe you are. Not trying to be. Not going to be. I've heard people say, well, you know, I'll do the best I can and we'll just see when we get there. Well, then you're lost. No. Got nothing to do with works and how good a life you can live. We're saved by grace through faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. You believe you are, though you don't look like it or you don't feel like it. You believe you are. I said you believe you are.
Yes.
How many believe you're saved?
Amen.
I'm fully convinced I'm saved.
Yes.
Not because I've done everything right, but because Jesus paid the price and I have received it and I believe it and I am.
Amen.
Not trying to be.
No.
Not maybe someday, some way, somehow get there. No, am. Am. It's not by my works. He's already done it.
Yeah.
I said he's already done it.
Already.
Well, friend, we got to get the revelation. Everything else is that way too.
Amen.
Everything else is that way too. Healing is that way.
Yeah.
Prosperity is that way.
Yeah.
Protection is that way.
Yeah.
Everything else is that way.
Yeah.
Everything. Prosperity. The scripture said, Jesus, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. So that you through that poverty might be what?
Rich.
Well, are you?
Yes.
See, that was a little weak, wasn't it? Are you rich?
Yes.
How many understand millions and millions of Christians would not tell you they're rich? They'd go, well, no, we do okay, but you're just as rich as you are righteous.
Yes.
It's not based on what you see and feel, but what if everybody began to believe, I'm rich? I'm rich. I'm saved. I'm righteous. What about healing? Is that based on what you see? Is that based on what you feel? Is it based on reports?
No.
Or is it by stripes you're healed? Is it still true no matter what you see or what you feel? Can you call yourself healed when you don't look like it, when you don't feel like it? Is this the requirement of the church that we not just beg God to do something for us, but come to believe what we have? What is ours? He has delivered us from all the power of darkness. Well, then why? I've talked to people, I don't mean one or two, many over the years come to me with fear and trembling in their voices, and they say, Brother Keith, I think people are working witchcraft in my apartment building. I think they put a hoodoo on me. Well, then do they believe they've been delivered from all the power of darkness?
Yeah.
No, they're scared of it. They're in fear. I got a curse on me. I think it's generational. It probably goes back 100 generations. I don't know. Oh, Brother Keith, get this curse off of me. Well, if you're not going to believe this, how are you going to believe me?
That's right?
Yeah. What's it going to take before you believe you are delivered? Can you answer that? What's it going to take before you believe you are free? What are they waiting on? Seeing and feeling. When they see it and when they feel it, they're going to believe it. Any sinner down the road can do that. Requires no faith at all. You must believe it when it doesn't look like it. You must call it that way when it doesn't feel like it. Right? No. What the scriptures say, how can you curse whom God has blessed? I'm the blessed of the Lord. You can't curse me. Brother Kenneth Hagin, my spiritual father, years ago, he was preaching in a place, and the minister caught him afterwards and said, Brother Hagin, you know, you said something about so-called prophetess today. He said, she was here. He said, really? He said, yeah, you better apologize to her. He said, she'll put a curse on you. Well, now, what kind of prophetess is that? That sounds like a witch, don't it? I mean, he said, Brother Hagin kind of laughed. He said, nah. He said, Brother Hagin, she's cursed some other folk around here. Some of them are dead. Brother Hagin reared back and said, I double dog dare her to curse me.
Amen.
Double dog dare. Well, what is that? Now, what does that tell you about him, though? Huh? Does he believe he has been delivered from all the power of darkness? Right? Does he believe he is blessed? Yes. 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 Look at this. Colossians 1. In whom we what? Verse 14. We what? We have redemption. Glory to God. I know that even now this morning we are bucking up against centuries of tradition. Huh? And the thing is, people, because of so little faith and so little spirituality, they're just completely walking by sight. And so what they don't see, they go, oh, we need it. We don't have it. You know? I know. I grew up in Pentecostal circles. And I love those folk and got so much good things out of it. But I didn't receive the Holy Spirit as a young person. Didn't know how. All we knew was to tarry. Weren't really taught how to receive. And so we did a lot of tarrying. And I mean, when Phyllis and I first got married, I got hungry for God. And all I needed to do was tarry. And man, we tarried. Brother, we tarried. And I mean, the men would get on one side of the altar. And I'm not making fun. This is just all we knew. I was right in the middle of it. And the men would gather and hold on. They'd spit in your face and they'd yell, turn loose, brother. Turn loose. Somebody would say, hold on, brother. Hold on. Let him have it and take it. And that's all we knew. And looking back, I eventually received, thank God. Not that way. I never received that way. But one time, looking back, I just shook my head and laughed at myself. Because we're all up at the altar. I mean, we'd been there for like 3 hours. Tarry. And the brothers were all around me, you know, and trying to help me, you know, thank God for their heart.
Amen.
And I mean, I began to sense the presence of God so strong. It just got stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. You know, I can't pray in tongues, so I just got to pray with my feeble understanding. So I said, oh, God, give me the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, give me the Holy Ghost. And I'm just doing this hour after hour. Oh, God. And I heard kaploomp, kaploomp, kaploomp. And I mean, the presence of God is so strong till I'm draping over the altar. I can't even hardly raise my head. And I open my eyes and all the men have fallen out. They're all fallen out. And I'm just draped over like a wet dish rag. And I didn't receive that night. And looking back, I just said, dummy. How dull can you be? Because I'm going, oh God, give me the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is all over us. Everybody's falling out of the power. He's going, hello, hey, it's me, I'm here.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.